Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Well, today we continue with our series called Awesome Relationships. In it, Pastor Rick Warren will show you how to take your relationships with family, friends, coworkers, and even God from average to awesome. You don't want to miss a second of this relationship-building series. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can take all of your relationships to a level you never dreamed possible with the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. You can find out more right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called Fighting for an Awesome Marriage.
Now, let me show you one of the deepest passages in Scripture. And Paul is actually talking about the church and Christ, but he uses marriage as a metaphor. There on your outline, Ephesians chapter 5 says this: Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. How did Christ love the church? He sacrifices life. He died for the church. He says, husbands, that's the way you're to love your wife. You're to die for your wife. That's the kind of love you're to have. Sacrificial love, where her needs are so before yours that you sacrifice your life. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. He, Christ, died so that he could give the church to himself as a bride in all her beauty. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as they love their own bodies. No one ever hates his own body, but he feeds it. He takes care of it. And that is what Christ does for his church. His body. See, the church is a bride and church is a body. Now, the scripture says, and he's quoting the verse in Genesis we just looked at, and the scripture says, a man is united with his wife, and the two become one body. This is a profound mystery. But I'm talking about Christ and the church. You go, wait a minute, Paul. I thought you were talking about marriage here. Husbands and wives. No, he says, yeah, I know I'm using marriage, but it's a metaphor of our spiritual union with Christ. And Christ and his love for his family, his body, his bride, the Christ, the church. So, he says, because marriage is a metaphor of Christ and the church, so each husband must love his wife as much as he loves himself, as he loves himself. And, it says, each wife must respect her husband. Now, that passage is so deep, I'm going to have to take a whole other message sometime and explain it in detail. But let me just say it this way. This is the most profound meaning of marriage. There's some benefits of marriage that are obvious and quantifiable, like these. What it does to kids, what it does to women, what it does to men. The benefits of an intact marriage for life are incontrovertible, irrefutable. And there are a lot of benefits to marriage that you can just look at, you know, empirically judging the scientific data. But this one, the most profound meaning of marriage, is not as easy to grasp. It's harder to understand and appreciate how marriage reflects our union with Christ and our relationship to him. Now, listen. No other relationship on planet Earth, none, including parent-child relationship, no other relationship can adequately illustrate our union with Christ the way a marriage between a man and a woman does. This is the strongest reason, this number six, why marriage matters. This is the strongest reason why marriage cannot be redefined. This is the strongest reason why it must be protected at all costs, because we are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ in union with Christ, and marriage is that metaphor. Now, let me summarize. What I'm saying, before we get into the practical part, is that it really doesn't matter what other people think about marriage. It doesn't matter what public opinion says. It doesn't matter what the opinion polls say. It doesn't matter what's politically correct or incorrect. What really matters is what God says, who invented marriage. And you're going to live in a culture where this is absolutely counterculture. You now live in a culture that has forgotten why marriage matters. You live in a culture that does not honor it, but actually demeans it, discourages it, ridicules it, redefines it, dismisses it, and on and on. And as a result, we can see what's happening in society. We now have people who go to Las Vegas, get drunk, and in a spontaneous moment go to a wedding chapel, get married, and 24 hours later get divorced, because it's no big deal. It's just a social contract. We have celebrities who spend a full year and millions and millions and millions of dollars on a wedding, and the preparation for the wedding lasts longer than the marriage. We have people going from one relationship to the next in serial marriages. And they don't understand the meaning and the mystery. Now, what's amazing about all of this is that when we live in a culture that's forgotten why marriage matters, we still honor, and it still makes big news, when a couple makes it a long time. And it's still big news when we hear on the radio or TV or in a magazine, that couple has been married 60 years. That couple's been married 65, 70. That couple's been married 75 years. Why? Because in spite of all the public and political pressure, we instinctively as human beings inside know and we recognize the beauty and the sweetness of one man and one woman committing themselves to become one flesh and living together in love for their entire lives. That is a beautiful thing. And we know it. And we know it. And we know that deep down inside of us, instinctively, we are wired to want this.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you've been listening to the broadcast for a while, you know that Pastor Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome, life-giving, filled with joy and purpose. That's why he created the Awesome Relationships Bible Study. Through this 4-session DVD and workbook study, you'll discover the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, awesome friendships, and most importantly, an awesome relationship with God. This resource is perfect for individual or group study. And today, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Awesome Relationships Bible Study as thanks for your gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to a desperate and hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Everybody craves the safety of a relationship where you are so fully known and known by each other, and it lasts for life. Everybody wants that. So I'm going to ask in just a second Kay to come out, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. But let me just end with this section, with this part. Twice in the Bible, Jesus says there's going to be no marriage in heaven. Huh? Nope. No marriage in heaven. Jesus said it twice. He knows more about it than you or me. Why will there be no marriage in heaven? Because you won't need any of the 6 reasons marriage exists. In a perfect place, that you're not going to need the multiplication of the human race. In a perfect place, you're not going to need the protection of children. In a perfect place, you're not going to need the perfection of your character. You're not going to need the construction of society. You're not going to need the reflection of Christ's union. You don't need a metaphor because you're going to experience the real thing in heaven. But here on earth, marriage matters. And the Bible says we are to honor it, whether we're ever married or we're married or lost a mate or whatever, we're to honor marriage. So in a society that doesn't like marriage, how do you fight for your marriage? Because there's nothing in society. If you're married, nothing in society is encouraging you to stay married. Everything around you is encouraging you to walk out. So how do you fight for your marriage? Well, as I said, Kay and I have been married 39 years, so I thought I'd ask her to come and help us. Would you give a warm welcome to my best friend? All right, let's talk about marriage in the seasons of life, because life is seasonal. And you go through seasons over and over and over and over. Let's just start us off.
Yeah, well, God balances the world through seasons, the same with marriages. Marriages, as he said, don't stay still. They're constantly changing. So we're going to use the metaphor of the seasons to talk about how to fight for your marriage. So if spring represents the busy season, you know, when life is just going at a fast pace.
A lot of growth.
Yep. Summer's going to represent, in this conversation, when things are easy, when they're good. Fall is going to represent when things change, and winter is going to represent kind of when life falls apart. So let's start with spring. And springtime, as I said, is the busy time when you're like ships passing in the night. Every marriage goes through these time periods where you just feel like you're both, you can't get everything done. There's just too much on your list, and life just becomes this, hi, how are you, quick.
You're living in the same house, but you don't have time to talk. You don't have time for sex. You don't have time for meals. You're just busy. I think busyness is the number one destroyer of marriages. It's that we fall away from each other because of busyness.
Yeah, it's so easy, because what starts to be a season, you know, you go through these time periods where you think, okay, well, when we get through this, things will calm down.
Yeah.
You know, things are going to change in a couple months. It's not going to always be like this. But what we've found is that what can start as a season, something that's just supposed to last for a little while, suddenly becomes a pattern.
A lifestyle.
And before you know it, you're in a habit and a chronic state of busyness. We have experienced that so many times. Yeah. We are experts at this.
You know, we have busy lives.
Yeah, so we've really had to fight this because our lives are so busy. So what we've decided to do is just to be super intentional, really deliberate about making time to talk, putting the computer down, you know, turning the phone off, looking each other in the eye, you know, even if it's for a brief time, it's that intentionality of connecting, staying close to each other.
One of the things we have a little phrase in our house, we call it divert daily, withdraw weekly, and abandon annually. Divert daily means find something fun to do every day and divert daily. Withdraw weekly means we take a weekly day off.
Yep, we take every Monday.
Monday.
If he's preaching on a weekend, then on Mondays, I mean, you know, he's typically wiped out. So we have just for years and years, almost our entire married life, taken Mondays as a day off. And when our kids were small, we'd farm them out to other people. And then when they were in school, we'd have that time together. And then it became our family night. But it was a deliberate day set aside every week to connect in spite of the busyness. Yeah. So, you know, ask yourself, you know, how long has it been, or how regular are you with taking time off together? And it's amazing when we talk to folks when they say, we haven't taken a vacation in years. And some of them are actually kind of proud of that, as though that's a badge of honor. It is not a badge of honor to not take time off and take time away with the people that you love the most. Even if it's a staycation, you know, even if it's you're staying at home and you're watching movies, but it's you're intentionally spending time with the people that you love.
You know, one of the things you got to do, what you did to get married, you got to keep doing to stay married. You got to date your mate. It's like that old cliche, if there was more courting in marriage, there'd be fewer marriages in court.
Oh, come on, you guys laughed at that. You've heard him say it about 3 million times.
How many times have you heard that, honey?
Countless.
Yeah,
countless. But it's always good. It's always good. Okay, so the next season is that season of summer where things are good, things are easy. It's that season in your life where really you're cooking with gas. Every cylinder is working well. You know, your marriage is going strong. Your kids are doing well. Your career's doing well. You're just doing really good. We have found that unfortunately that season doesn't always last that long.
It doesn't.
There's always summer something that interrupts it. But summer is the time when there are just that, you could just say, things are going well right now. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do? How do you fight for your marriage in that season? Because you would think, what do you fight for? Everything's going great. No, that's the time to bank. That's the time to invest.
Yeah.
That's the time to put roots down deep into the love in your marriage so that it stores up against the times that are bad.
Because they're coming. That you can draw on those good memories when you're in the tough and the bad times.
So it's really easy to get complacent.
Yeah, don't get complacent. That's really important. Don't take your spouse for granted. When Kay got cancer and nearly died, and I watched her throwing up every day with all that chemo and radiation and all that stuff, and I just made a vow, I am never again taking my wife for granted. Because you don't know what's going to happen to your spouse tomorrow. You just don't know. So part of my homework would be, go on a date this week. If you're married, as your pastor, I'm commanding you to go on a date this week. All right? And Kay will pay for it.
See me after the service. This is going to be the time in this season to go for marriage counseling.
You say,
why in the world would I do it now? I mean, the unfortunate thing is that people wait too long.
They do.
They wait until the wheels fall off the bus before they decide to get help. Rick's idea of car maintenance is when the engine falls out on the freeway, that's the time to get car maintenance. But sometimes we treat marriage that same way. We act as though, I can put this off. I know there's some problems, but it's going to get better, or it's going to change, or we'll do that next year. And we wait too long.
You know, what Kay is saying is so important. I can't tell you how many men have come to me and their wife was begging them to go get some marriage counsel. And they said, no, 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 no. And then their wife walked out the door and they go, okay, now I'm ready. Sorry, buddy, it's too late now. Okay, it's a little late. And as Kay said, you should be getting the counsel in the good times. Now, in our 39 years of marriage, anytime we get a bumpy time, we get some counsel.
It's not an exaggeration. We have worked hard. And part of the reason we've had to work so hard is because we are so different. And that leads me to this season of fall, which is the season of change. And we want to talk about it from two aspects. One, when change happens and it's good, but it's major. It's a major upheaval. And maybe you relocate, or there's a new job, or something changes pretty drastically in your life. And change can be kind of scary, can be frightening. And yet, if you're open to it, what may have seemed like a very difficult and unpleasant change can actually be something that you look back and say, that was one of the best things that ever happened to us. So when change happens and it's huge, but it's good, or it could be good, have the attitude, I'm going to adjust to this. I'm going to look for the good in this. I'm going to find the good in this. And you may be surprised at the change that happens. It's good.
Well, let me say a couple things about the change that happens to us. First, if your marriage never changes, boredom is setting in a major way. And boredom kills more marriages than almost anything. And so you have to fight boredom with creativity. You got to create some change all the time. You don't do everything the same way.
Don't read change equals chaos for some of you who are, folks that like to keep things all stirred up.
Well, one thing is we have it in our family, what we call the 5-second rule, which is called love my idea for 5 seconds. Because when one of us has an idea for a change, usually the other one is automatically going to, why?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can when you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox. Just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up right now at PastorRick.com. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast for a while, you know that Rick is always saying that God wants your relationships to be more than just fair, average, good, or even great. He wants your relationships to be awesome. Awesome relationships cause the world to stand up and take notice because they're different from many of the dysfunctional relationships all around us. Healthy relationships aren't automatic or easy, but they are worth fighting for. That's why Pastor Rick Warren wants you to have the Awesome Relationships DVD Study Kit. This four-video series and workbook will give you the tools you need to build an awesome marriage and family, along with awesome friendships and partnerships. Video topics include fighting for an awesome marriage, fighting for an awesome family, fighting for awesome friendships, and becoming best friends with God. This DVD study kit is great for individual, small group, or even whole church study, and it's yours today when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Here's a letter from Catherine, a listener who says that hearing the truth of the Bible on Daily Hope transformed her life. She wrote me this. She said, "Pastor Rick, a few months ago, I was angry all the time about everything. My husband was drinking too much, and my marriage was headed for divorce. Years ago, I'd forgotten about my faith. But one day, on my long drive home from work, I changed the station from my angry music, and I found you speaking on Daily Hope on the radio. You know, it was as if, through you, Jesus said, 'Oh, you're finally listening, and I have something to tell you.' Well, your message spoke directly to me, to my problems, and to my many failures. And you spoke some hard truths, Pastor Rick, that I needed to hear about the things that I was doing wrong and the things that I wasn't doing at all. But it made me look at myself, and I realized that I had forgotten about Jesus. And I was making myself miserable, trying to do everything on my own. I wasn't trusting in God or seeking God or even a relationship with Jesus. But a few days later, after a lot of inward reflection, I shared your words with my husband. You know what? We're now both reading our Bibles again. We're going to church again. We're mending our relationship with each other and with Christ, our Savior. And it is your Daily Hope program that changed our lives and the direction of our lives. Now I'm listening to you on my way home from work every day. So thanks for allowing yourself to be a vessel through which God can work to restore lives and marriages. I was hopeless, but now I'm full of hope and full of joy through my faith in Jesus. So God bless you, Rick, for bringing me back to God." Friends, you may have heard me say this before, that I am addicted to change lives. I am passionate about watching God at work in your life and giving people hope when everything else seems hopeless. It's why we do what we do. Catherine and her husband have now mended their relationship, and they're both reading their Bibles. That is incredible news. The family that prays together stays together. None of this, by the way, would be possible without your support of Daily Hope. It is your gifts, your financial gifts, and your prayers that allow me to teach millions of people every day all around the world about the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, you just heard, people are being saved, lives are being changed, marriages are being restored, people are finding hope. Why? Because of you and your financial gifts and your prayers. So thank you, everybody, for your caring about others and their relationship with God. And if you can send a gift today, please do so. We want to reach more and more people with the hope of God's Word. You know, if God is blessing you through Daily Hope, would you share your story with me? Write me, rick@pastorrick.com.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.